Jonathan Cohen is standing on a boat near Bowers Beach, scanning the water for microscopic pieces of plastic.
What are some examples of microplastics that you expect to see today?
So I would expect that we would see little microbeads, the kind of things that were in cosmetics but are being phased out. I'd expect to see a lot of little fibers, things that kind of come off of ropes or come off of clothing, like fleeces.
Cohen is a marine science professor with the University of Delaware. He and a crew are pumping water from the ocean into a net. They lower a pump about a half meter into the water. Water starts to flow through the pump to a series of tubes. It settles in a net with holes about the width of a human hair. Then they spray the net from the top down to wash pieces of plastic into a cup at the bottom. They pour the sample into a glass jar and add preservatives in case their sample picked up any living organisms. Cohen holds the jar up and takes a closer look.
Just looking to see if we see any.
See any microplastics?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can pick it out with the naked eye, particularly the colorful stuff, but oftentimes you have to wait actually for this foam to kind of subside, and it tends to be in this layer at the surface.
They repeat this process at 1 meter, 2 meters, and 3 meters down. Then they tow a net on the surface for 5 minutes, grabbing about 200 cubic meters of water. That's the typical way researchers look for microplastics. Scientists have long collected microplastics from the surface, but Cohen says the deeper we go, the less we know.
We don't know if you go down another half meter or another half meter or another half meter, what sorts of microplastics you'll find, what the concentration will be. Is there a large concentration at the surface? And then as you go down, there's less and less.
He says it depends on how buoyant the pieces of plastics are and how much they get moved around by currents and tides.
When we sample upstream, so areas sort of near the Cherry Island landfill and the Wilmington area, we see relatively high levels of microplastics. And as we go down in the bay, so passing the station where we are right now and even further down towards Lewis, we see sort of a decline in microplastics.
Cohen says they don't know why there seems to be more plastics in urban areas. Microplastics are in some of the products we use every day, from face wash to fleece jackets. With a single wash of your face or jacket, they travel from the drain to the ocean. Lab technician Haley Gloss says their research has made her more aware of what's in the products she buys. She thinks about the samples collected just minutes ago on the boat.
You can see the plastics, whether it's, you know, little fragments or like microbeads, fibers. It's really amazing, and it just makes you more conscious because, you know, this stuff is breaking down, and then it makes you wonder, like, where is it going next when it's not in the water?
Cohen's lab wonders if microplastics could be washing up in the sand. Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control's Delaware Coastal Programs is testing that. They're trying to understand if there's any connection between the water where Cohen is sampling and the beach. Carrie St. Laurent is an environmental scientist with Delaware Coastal Programs.
It will allow for at least some sort of connectivity between the land and the sea. And so we can't necessarily say that the two are connected, but it will help start to fill in the picture of what Delaware Bay looks like.
Delaware Coastal Programs is trying out different ways of looking for microplastics in the sand at Bowers Beach, Kitsummick, and the Ted Harvey Wildlife Area.
So if we find a spot where we have a lot of microplastics, it might tell us something about the source and fate of microplastics, might help us understand better where they're coming from or where they're aggregating.
That will help scientists produce hotspots, areas where microplastics are more likely to be accumulating. And back on the boat, Jonathan Cohen says that connectivity is something they'll continue to look into, and he'd like to eventually study how microplastics could affect sea life that eat them. For now, Cohen and his team are only beginning to wade into what there is to know about microplastics in the Delaware Bay. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.